Lash, 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 lash. And then when you're out with all the rugby boys, you get them to join in, and it goes like lash, 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 lash. And by that time, everyone in the bar is absolutely loving it, and they go lash, 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 lash. Lash, lash, and it's just such good chat.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Rig Biz Podcast. My name is Freddie Claude.
Lash, 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 lash.
Mate, please, please. We did that bit. We just pre-record it and put it in.
That is a bloody good song, though.
It's unbelievable.
How good was it when we were both singing it at the ship on Sunday?
It's so good.
Blazer says that's his favourite song.
Of all time.
Really?
Of all time. Made it to my ringtone. Yeah,
oh,
wicked.
My God, that's incredible. Well, as you guys can tell, we've got a big guest on the show for you today. None other than Archie Curzon's best friend in the whole world, Mr. Ollie.
Well, I'd say joint best friend. Hugo Busbridge. Buzzy, he's a guy I actually met on my gap year when I was traveling alone. Really good guy. I think you'd actually really like him. He's bloody funny. I haven't seen him since, actually. I should reconnect because he's doing bloody well in insurance. Actually, just put that on list to do and just remind me tomorrow. Reconnect with Buzzy / lunch of the Ned.
Buzzy lunch.
Is that all that's to do on the list?
Yeah. Dry cleaning. That's it.
Right. Mate, just remember, that dry cleaners opens at 7.
7 a.m.
Yeah.
Got it.
And don't fold my shirt.
Fold the shirts, I know. Yeah.
Because that last time, that took you ages to iron them all, didn't it?
Yeah,
a long time. It was a nightmare. Mm.
So, Blazers, for those who don't know who you are, can you give us a quick intro into, you know, what you're up to in the world right now? You know, what you do?
Yeah, Ollie Blazeby. Hi, guys. Play for the Clapham Falcons, 6, sometimes 7. So, primarily, I'm a ball-carrying 6, but I also kind of play that traditional snaffling 7.
And how do you know?
And then I also kind of play 8 when the scrum's in the middle of pitch, so I can sort of split.
Seriously
the defense.
Versatile.
Yeah, split
he's,
the defense.
He's actually very much like a Tom Curry.
Cousin. Right, okay. And how do you boys know each other? Is it a sort of a long term friendship?
Or? We've known each other for years. Prep school, secondary school, university. Yeah. We actually worked together for a bit in London, and then we've been playing rugby at the Falcons for years.
Right, okay. Well, that's incredible. And how come you guys have reconnected? I mean, I know you've been playing every weekend together rugby, but how come you're together today?
I'll take the lead here. It's a bit of a sore subject, but what's happened over the past year is that Ollie Blazers has decided to get into a relationship with a girl who doesn't really understand what it is to be a semi-pro rugby player. For example, the last 3 socials we've had out, you haven't been there, have you?
I was on Skype and drinking along with
Skype all. Doesn't count. You have to be at the social. You can't be in Inferno's on the phone. You've got to be there in person. And look, I had to say something because, I mean, what were you going to do this week? What were you going to do this week?
I was going to propose.
He was going to propose. I mean, idiot. And that would have been it. We would have never seen you again.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I suppose it does kind of make sense.
Yes, it's a bloody good thing.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose I was going to spend, you know, the rest of my life with the love of my life, but now I suppose I can just live with my best mate, so.
Yeah.
It's pretty sick.
And we're going to be playing rugby all the time
All the time, yeah.
So think about it, you're going to have a bloody good time in the nights out.
All right, well, I'm going to go.
No. Blazers, mate, we want you to stay for the whole pod, I think.
Well, stay here.
Yeah, stay.
Mate, just stay here for the banter.
For the Rig Biz Podcast.
Yeah.
Well, I get to stay.
Yeah. We'd love to have you on, if you want to stick around.
Watch and learn. You're going to love it. And you being here, we'll actually have some seriously good chat.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Now we're going to look at the big sports news to come out over the last week, and none more so than the huge Titanic Six Nations clashes which took place over the weekend. But before we touch on that, just checking in, you boys weren't actually playing with the Falcons, or were you?
No. New regulations in the league says that no one plays when Six Nations on. I think they put that in place just in case we get the call-up.
Call-up, yeah. What, for England?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, the last thing you want is that England call you up and you're contractually obliged to play for the Falcons. I mean, that would be messy.
Very.
Right, and obviously with the British Lions coming up, the tour in 2021.
Yep.
Can't wait.
You just want to make sure that you've got every opportunity to get in on the international stage.
Right, okay. Well, the rugby on Saturday was obviously amazing.
Imagine playing for England. Oh, it'd be unbelievable. Imagine we did it together.
I actually had that dream 2 nights ago, but I had no teeth, but we were playing together. It's banging.
I imagine I'd get the ball. I'd be saying, "Oi, Blazers, inside ball. You come out the lineout. I pick it up. I dummy out and just flick it into you. Boom.
Boom.
Yeah.
But then I get it out, Sonny bill it out to you, and you've broken away. You take one, you take two, you take three, and then under the post.
Yeah. That's what I imagine it'd go like.
And it's so... No, I tell you what, though. It's so windy that you can't kick unaided, and I actually lie and hold the ball for you like with my little finger, and you kick the points to win the game. But I was right there, and you didn't see it.
And that is why they don't... that's why they have the rule that you don't play during Six Nations.
That's a beautiful image. But if we can just get back to the Six Nations quickly. Obviously, the games on Saturday, you know, were worth watching. Wicked. Especially the French. They're doing incredibly well. But the one we were really up for and excited and needed a big win, which we got, was the England-Ireland game at HQ.
A little Sunday session.
Were you boys there?
We were at the ship.
Yeah, the other HQ.
Oh, right, okay.
We were getting... on it. I mean, I don't think we've been that steamboated on a Sunday for a long time.
Yeah.
Monday was a bloody struggle.
Very much like, struggle.
We turned up to the ship and Weta had already had 3 espresso martinis.
Wow.
Which is it's actually quite sad.
He was lit.
Because the divorce is actually really hidden for six.
Yeah, she's taken him for a...
He was in a bad way even before the match. Mm. But we had an unbelievable time. We were singing.
we sang the Rigby's tune.
The crowd down in the ship is phenomenal. Yeah. I mean, everyone there is pretty much PS.
A legend.
And love ruggers.
Wow, that's amazing. And what did you make...
And there's some lovely little bits there, wasn't there?
What did you make of the England-Ireland game? I mean, obviously a huge win in the end for England. What did you make of the performance?
I think when I look at the whole Six Nations up to date, I think the podcast has had an amazing effect on the England squad. I think you look at the way we started this podcast... And we've developed it over 5, now 6 episodes. And the England team have been listening more and more. I know a lot of the boys listen to it. Obviously, DC, that Kersey was on last week.
So sick you call him Kersey.
Yeah, well, I know him. And, you know, that's obviously gone to England team. And that their performance has really improved from listening to this podcast. I thought they put in an amazing performance. Yeah. It was a really good result.
And obviously the main narrative in the media and the build-up to the game was the fact that Owen was coming up against Big Faz, junior versus senior, son versus dad.
What did
you make of that?
What a story. I mean, look, for me to have that kind of storyline in my life, I would love the opportunity to play against my old man. I mean, the number of times he said to me that I should have followed my sister Iona's path and gone to Durham and studied medicine, whereas I said, no, Dad, look, I want to take 2 gap years. I want to go to Australia. I want to try play rugby out there. I don't care about getting a letter in front of my name. I want to try and pursue rugby. Right. Obviously, he was massively disappointed, you know, and then I went to Bristol. Bristol U, because it had a phenomenal rugby scene there. So I went there and look at me now. And I love the opportunity to play against my dad's team and just to show him, look at me, Dad. I'm playing 10 for the Falcons. I'm captain of the Falcons. I'm killing it in the city. I've got membership to the NED. Okay? I'm well known in Infernos every weekend I go. I'm respected.
What else do you want?
Exactly. So, you know, I don't know. I just love that opportunity. He hasn't given me that opportunity. That's the problem.
I once broke my dad's collarbone clearing out a ruck in the father-son Christmas match in my village. Shit Christmas.
Commercial break. Do you often feel like the world's against you? Well, stop being such a little bitch. We know you're struggling at work, relationships down the shitter, you're running out of money, falling out of family, letting your team down, embarrassing yourselves, and there's no spaces left on the AAA BBB CCC lifestyle course. But stop being such a feeble excuse for a human being, because you could be a champion. Introducing Chatlexer, your new virtual agony aunt, brought to you by AC Limited. Chatlexer, I've lost my life savings investing in Bitcoin. My house is being repossessed and the debt collector's at the door. What should I do?
Take out a loan, double down, and definitely reinvest. The money's only just round the corner.
Chatlexer, my parents are coming to meet my new boyfriend for the first time, and he's refusing to dress nicely and wear the new Jack Wills crew jumper I bought him. What shall I do?
Babe, it's the magician here. I hope you're well. Your boyfriend sounds like a bit of a dick. If I was guessing, it sounds like he plays hockey and wears brown shoes. Why don't you sack him off? and maybe come for a date with me. I'm a big fan of Jack Wills.
Chet Lixer, I've managed to bring my PA home after work drinks, but she's so hot, and I'm worried about getting my chassis out. What should I do?
Hey, champion, it's the magician here. Don't worry, I'm here to help. What you gotta do is keep the lighting down to a minimum. That way, she won't be able to see your wobbly chassis. And if you're really worried, just keep a t-shirt on. In the long run, you should definitely try CrossFit. That will help you improve your chassis.
Our guest on the podcast today is Tom May. Yeah, Tom May.
Is the guest.
I'm just doing the intro. Yeah, it's Tom May.
What, Newcastle Falcons, Toulon, Northampton Saints, London Welsh, 10-12, Tom May?
Yeah, Tom
May. He's going to be the guest on the rig.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to speak to him right now.
Yeah, I'm just doing the intro.
Oh, my. We're going to speak to him.
We're speaking, yeah.
My voice is going to be on his voice.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Right. Well, you've kind of ruined the intro there, mate, but I'm guessing we'll just jump right into it. Tom, welcome to the RigBiz podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Before we touch on the incredible challenge you're setting out to achieve in the coming days, firstly, as an ex-pro and the original utility back, what did you make of the Six Nations clashes over the weekend?
Didn't bother watching the Italians because they were always going to lose, even though Scotland tried their best to lose. So I didn't watch that one.
I don't think anyone watched that game, man.
And then Wales against France. I thought France, again, were pretty decent. Young lads coming through, and they gave Wales a bit of a touch up, to be honest, didn't they? So look, I think it was a good weekend, and obviously England declared at halftime apparently, and did a good job on the Sunday, but no one really likes Sunday rugby, so I think we should scrap that one.
Maisie, just looking at the Six Nations clashes, and obviously you're a very similar player to me, very versatile. Looking at that French team, is that, looking at the way they play, I look at that and I think, God, I'd love to be in that kind of team, the heads-up rugby. Is that something that you would have enjoyed playing in?
Yeah, I think those lads are pretty class, aren't they? Someone like Ntamack, I reckon someone like you could put some heat on him for a place in that French team at the moment, do you not?
Yeah, well...
I think your combination with him and you and Dupont would be unbelievable.
Yeah, mate. I just don't think their chat would be up to the standard. That's the problem. Most French people just don't really get, the Clapham banter.
No, I can imagine it would sort of go missing a bit. It did a bit in Toulon anyway. But hey, look, I think they're going to be up with the top teams in the 2023 World Cup at home in France. They'll be up there trying to win it, surely.
Well, Tom, talking about good chat, you played for the Clapham Falcons sister club in Newcastle Falcons, and you also went to university there. What were your memories of playing and living in the Northeast like? How big were those Geordie's nights out?
Geordie nights out are pretty good, to be fair. There's always there's not a huge amount of clothing being worn during those winter months. My dad was. I've never seen my dad's drawer hit the floor so quickly on a night out in February. The combination of doing uni and rugby up there was the ability to hide behind having to go to lectures instead of training was always quite useful.
That's the dream, uni and rugby. That's sort of the best mixture ever. And also there's a good sort of public school crowd up in Newcastle.
Yeah, not quite as big as down in Durham, but
Durham's actually a bloody good night out.
Clute, they were back in Clute in Durham.
What? Just going back quickly, Mato. What school did you go to?
I went to Tunbridge.
From Tunbridge, Wales.
Near there, Tunbridge is just along the road from there.
You were destined to be a rugby player.
Always going to be. Hey, the best thing about playing rugby and uni was if you got played the first team, you got £500 a week. So you basically lived week to week. You'd be the richest student on the planet.
That's my day right now.
So, Tom, what are your memories of playing and living in France? Apparently, when you were playing at Toulon, it was the loosest rugby squad you've been involved in throughout your playing career. Can you let us know, how loose were those nights out with Sonny Bell and the boys?
Yeah, there were one or two scraps. There were one or two discretions that actually the Southern French police let the team get away with. But look, I think it was the highlight of Sonny's career, wasn't it, playing alongside me in that Challenge Cup final against Cardiff, no doubt. I think, look, it was a great place to play rugby. I apart from feeling like you were permanently on holiday. It's decent for the town, to be fair.
It's exactly like playing for the Clapham Falcons. Everything you're saying is resonates. The police in Clapham let us get away with murder because they know we're the rugby boys. It's loose. We play in the same colours. And actually, I'm guessing, you know, Maisie, you've been to Inferno's.
I have, yeah. The hottest place on the planet.
It's decent.
What's happened to the Clapham Grand nowadays?
Mate, that's for people who wear brown shoes. People on a low basic salary and wear brown shoes. It's interesting.
Didn't go down very well.
My best mate, Benders, he plays over in France and he plays for Clermont. That must have been quite a big clash for you back in the day.
Yeah, mate. Games like that were unbelievable. The Toulon to lose, going up to Clermont, playing Stade Michelin was amazing. Heading up to Paris, that was always quite good. And then we had Perpignan back in the day as well, and that was always good because you could nip down to Barcelona for a night out.
That
wasn't so bad.
Just looking at the guests we've had on, and we've had some seriously good chat on the pod. We've had, I don't know, do you know many of the boys? I'm guessing you played with Barks at London Welsh. Good bloke?
Yeah, great bloke.
Do you have his number?
I have got his number, yeah.
Can you just do me a favour? Just drop him a text and just let him. I just ask him what he's doing about this meeting. We're meant to be sorting out a meeting soon to do going to property. Yeah. If you want to get involved, mate, knock yourself out.
Love to. Where are we meeting?
Probably the Ned. One of the seven restaurants in the Ned. Get that sorted. Now, obviously, Kersey was on last week. Do you know DC?
I do know DC. Yeah, I played. I got my England cap alongside DC, which was always good.
Yeah, decent rig, decent lid.
I couldn't pull that lid off.
Well, I've got to say, your lid is phenomenal. It's ahead of its time.
In terms of colour or...
Well, yeah, what made you dye it that colour?
I don't know. I just didn't have a choice from about 24 onwards.
You're like a stacked Philip Schofield. That's what I think.
So, Tom...
I'll take that as a compliment.
Tom,
do. You've got better chat, obviously.
Tom, you're setting out on an incredible challenge in the coming days, running 150 miles around, well, what is it? It's the inroad of the M25 around London, the London Challenge, to raise funds for Teenage Cancer Trust and motor neuron disease. Can you just give us a bit of insight into, you know, what led you to do such an epic challenge and, you know, the amount of work which is going into sort of converting a big rugby body into the body of a sort of marathon athlete, as it were?
Yeah, I'm certainly not built for running a marathon. But I've lost all sort of rank and pull in my house, so I don't get the car at all. So I have to walk to the gym, and I was walking along this pathway, and it's called the London Loop. Looked it up on Google, 150 miles around London. And a couple of years ago, I spent 24 hours on a watt bike and raised 32 grand, I think it was, for Down syndrome. So I thought it was about time I did something else. So I'm going to run the whole route, Kingston Bridge, all the way around London to Kingston Bridge, for Teenage Cancer Trust and Motor Neuron. Obviously, I was teammate with Doddy way back, and it's not great to see him in the state that he's in at the moment. And I remember watching Rob Burrow loads of times being away in a team hotel and him playing Super League. So to support those guys will be great. But oh my God, I'm not cut out for it. I mean, I'm nearly 100 kilos and I'm about 4 foot tall. So it's not.
What's your body fat percentage?
It's probably about 4 at the moment.
That is decent. Mate, it's an amazing effort. Obviously, we'll put a link on the podcast and get a lot of the people listening to this have got a lot of coin. So expect numbers to go up big time. Look, I personally, I know we've had a bit of banter on Instagram and we're quite good mates now. I would love to do a couple of miles with you with the pill. You never got back to me on that. Is that possible? I bring the pill and we do some passing drills?
Mate. Definitely. Let's hook up. Get involved. Maybe on a Saturday, is it? I imagine you're going to England Wales in a box or something, are you?
To be honest, mate, to do a couple of switch passes with you would be a bit of a dream for me.
Get involved then. You're in. Let's do it for a whole marathon.
To be honest, my rig's not cut out for that. I'm more speed. As a 10, I like to goose step into the gaps. But on a serious note, what you're doing is incredible. And I I've got a lot of coin, and I'm going to take a bit out of the trust fund. I'm definitely going to put some towards it. It's an amazing effort, and great work.
Mate,
32 grand you earned last time. That's roughly what an intern is in my office. So that's bloody good going.
Yeah, mate. To be fair, if I can get an intern salary, I'll be pretty happy to put that towards the charity.
Well, we're going to put all the links up on Instagram and on the podcast and make sure that people get involved. And we would love to come. Actually, you know, being serious and run a couple of miles with you,
mate. Do it.
TM, just a few questions that I've got. I'd just love to know. Just in terms of loosest person you've played with in a rugby team, who would you say that is?
Matt Henjak.
Who's that?
No shadow of a doubt. He used to play for Australia at the Brumbies. Remember, he was the bloke who always had a funny haircut with Matt Gitto?
Yeah.
The scrum half. He is an absolute lunatic.
Well, I'm going to look him up. Signed in for a season over here. We need someone in, loose.
Oh, you need a nasty one, do you?
Yeah, it'd be good to have an Aussie in the team. We had an Aussie in the team, but he was just pushing his luck. He was trying to take all the forward drills, and I had to say, listen, mate, I'm actually captain, I'm backs and forwards coach. If you don't like it, lump it, leave it. So he left.
There's a lot of Aussies in Clapham, to be fair.
Yeah, some decent birds, but that's a conversation we can talk about another time.
We'll chat about that on the run, is it?
Yeah, definitely. We're doing a few miss passes as well. Just going to be absolute banter. They're probably better than watching the Six Nations. Me and Maisie just going for it.
So, Tom, outside the incredible charity work you're doing, are there any other plans for the future which, you know, we can hear about detailing for, you know, other things you're doing outside Rugger?
Hey, lads, like, do you know what? I'm going to be in an office space in Poultry. I'll be using the Ned. So maybe we could just hook up.
Mate, see you there. See you there. The gym there is pretty decent. There's some really good mirrors.
Decent coffee. There's a decent restaurant out the back there, isn't there? That weird little nightclub underneath.
This is the beginning of a real friendship. I honestly think that you could be a regular on this show. Your chat's great, your lid's great, and you're working at the Ned. What more do I want?
Right, let's get involved. I'm doing all sorts. I'll be in the city. I'll be doing some bits of media. Well, I'll try and get you lads involved, I reckon.
Oh, this is going to be... I'll tell you what, this is the best guest we've had on. Just before you go, obviously my best mate is here, Blazers.
Hey, Maisie, how's it going?
I'm good, mate, you?
Yeah, good.
Massive rugby fan, yeah. Maisie. Blazers, before TM goes, any questions for him?
Must have gone to someone like Eton, did he?
No, Radley. Radley. I mean, question for Tom, mate. Hey, mate, what's like the muddiest you've ever been on the rugby pitch, or?
The muddiest?
Yeah, muddiest, I suppose.
I think when I retired, I went back and played for Sevenoaks. That was pretty hanging.
Awesome.
Deal and Bettishanger.
I love you, mate. Like, that is
I bet you've never been anywhere near Deal, mate.
No. Just play Clapham Falcons South London Division 5. So, you know, like, other than that, like, not really much.
Tom, mate, thank you so much for coming on and giving us an incredible chat. You've been an absolutely wonderful guest. And
new regular.
As I said, we are going to post up all the links. And seriously, if you want the rugbyers to come along and do a couple of miles, we'd love to.
Blazers, you know, Tom May was on a podcast with Will Greenwood last week.
The Will Greenwood? So, Tom May, basically, you know Will Greenwood?
Yeah, he was in the Himalayas.
This is the best day of my life. So I am speaking to a guy who has spoken to Will Greenwood before.
I was subbed in as poor man's Will Greenwood, yeah. Like mate. I was on the House of Rugby, poor man's Haskell.
That is epic.
Right, you love it.
Tom,
this is probably better than House of Rugby, though. Just the chat's a little bit more off the cuff.
Yeah, definitely. It's a lot more off the cuff.
Tom, thank you so, so much for coming on, and the best of British for what you're going to do. It's an absolutely incredible challenge, and we're going to get all of our followers and listeners to support you, and we're looking forward to running across the bridges of Kingston towards HQ on Saturday for the Wales game. If you can sort out tickets, we'll definitely come and do a couple of miles with you.
Done. Thanks for the support, lads.
So for the business news this week, there seems to be no greater threat to our civilization than the coronavirus, both in a fiscal and a health sense. You know, the global markets are going into a recession.
I would personally, I'll just stop you there, Fred. If I was looking to invest my money, I would probably invest it in AC Limited.
What's
Oh, yeah.
What is that? Isn't that your your company?
Well, I'll let Blaise explain because he is actually the chief investor.
Yeah, it's chief investor or I suppose COO.
Well, you're on the board.
Yeah, I'm on the board. Basically, what we try and do is productize or create proprietary technology from the ideas floated by one Archie Curzon.
But haven't they been like quite unsuccessful so far? I mean, I'm just listing off a couple of ideas you mentioned to me last week, which hadn't quite seen through into the light of life. The black shoe stick, where you paint brown shoes black. That was a failure.
You don't know that.
Well, Archie said it wasn't going that well.
Well, I think it could come back next year.
I mean, next year it'll be sick next year.
We're predicting sales will double next
double.
Year.
The portable ergo machine that cost you thousands to design the prototype, and then you ended up not pursuing it.
Brilliant too. That's still going.
Chat Alexa.
No, it's not actually, because I've come up with a new idea that I will speak to you about. Right. But it's basically rugby gloves that you can ski in.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's amazing. And this is why. This is why I turned down the opportunity to buy my first flat in Clapham Old Town, because I wanted to invest in this mind. Like, I don't think there are minds out there like this.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
That's sick. You're my best friend, and you're the best...
businessman.
Yeah.
And entrepreneur.
And I just want everyone else to know that that's a thing, that like you're amazing.
Well, that's the point of this podcast. But yeah. Actually, just quickly... Just a moment. Why don't you just put that down on the list as well tomorrow to speak about?
The gloves.
Yeah, the gloves. Yeah. Just write that under that. But don't forget the dry cleaning. That's the.
No, I got it. Don't worry.
What time's it open?
7.
Good.
Don't fold the shirts.
Don't.
So for the dating section this week, Arch, I thought we would look at some past failed dates by the both
Fred,
of us. And
I'm just going to stop you there, because the dating section this week is pretty significant.
Right.
Because obviously the man next to me is now newly single, free and single, ready to mingle.
I'm not newly single. I don't know what's going to happen. Like, we're still
You're fucking single. Get it together. You're single. You're not getting back together with her. You're living with me. You need to get it right. And first of all, you need to sort out what you're wearing. You can't be going out what you're wearing now.
But I got the black England top, that England shirt from a few years ago.
No, you can't be wearing a rugby shirt on a night out. That's great when you're watching the Ruggers, but when you're out in Infernos, you need to dress to impress. I'm going to get you some nice chinos. I'm going to get you a Jack Wills striped shirt. That will look brilliant on you. Actually, why are we talking about that? Fred, get
your guitar. I know what you're going to say and I refuse. I'm sorry.
No. You go get your guitar.
Mate, it's
he
a fucking
needs
joke.
It. Blazers needs it.
Mate.
Get your guitar now. Hey champion, you're having a bit of a rough time at the moment. You've broken up with your long-term girlfriend and you're never getting back with her. You're going to start coming out with the boys and being a good lad. Well, why don't you check out the new shirts by Jack Wills? They're striped and they've got JW on the front, so everyone will know you're wearing Jack Wills. Why don't you check out www.jackwills.com?
Well, guys, that brings another episode to a close. But just before we finish, in traditional fashion, we are going to finish off with some shout-outs from our listeners. So, Archie, do you want to take us through your top couple?
I mean, I normally just put it out on the gram and say anyone want a shout-out. And the chat's been pretty good. But I've had a few people DM me this week.
Direct
one guy
message.
Got in contact and said, just a shout-out his mate, Pierce, a.k.a. Brigadier Cohen. He plays 9, although he's Australian, he can't get enough of British high culture, and apparently he's a massive fan of the show.
Well, that's lovely.
So a big shout out to you, Brigadier Cohen.
Hey, mate.
Have a good birthday. Also got another shout out from a long-time listener, the account Wiley2504. He's just come in and said, still not having any luck with girls.
Good.
Listen,
is this the guy with the wobbly chest?
Yes. Just another tip for you, fella. I've looked at your Instagram. Stop wearing checkered shirts. They went out of fashion about 10 years ago. Hope that helps. Good luck with everything.
Do you reckon we'll get him a girlfriend by the end of the series?
I'm hoping so, but I'm not.
We should get him on.
Blazers, look at his photo.
You know what? I think he could play 4 for us, like, because we got that.
Yeah, he could play football, but he's not going to get a girlfriend, is
but
he?
But since Moldovan John left, he might fill in at four.
I'll message him. That could be quite. That could be quite a good. Could be quite a good option.
Yeah, I like that. What's his? Just ask him what his bleep test like max and min is.
Actually, just put that on the list to do as well.
Yes.
So, but the big shout out, Fred, and this is quite a good shout out. I was in the gym this week, and you know how MG drivers sort of give each other nods. Well, obviously in the gym, Riggs give Riggs a little nod. Anyway, I get talking to this guy, really good guy, a guy called Sam Harney, bloody good chassis, and he's got this CBD oil business, Athletics CBD oil. We'll put that link on the pod. Anyway, he starts saying to me, I've got to take this CBD oil to help me with the focus. I said, listen, mate, I don't need any more focus. You know, I have my coffee, I have my eggs, I'm all good. He says, listen, try the CBD oil. I said, I don't want to take it. He said, listen, I'll give you £1,000 to mention it.
Well,
I said, all right.
Here it is.
So big shout out to Athletics CBD oil. Brilliant. CBD. And you know what? It's actually brought me a lot more focus.
Really?
I actually once took a shot of CBD oil and woke up in Camden.
Just before we finish off the episode, thank you so much for listening as always. And we massively appreciate it if you can rate, review and share with all your teammates, friends and family as always. Also, this week we're doing a giveaway. We've got some brand new Clapham Falcons Rigbiz caps. And we are going to give one away to, well, our favourite comment. So if you like the pod, comment on the Apple podcast stream or whatever you listen to.
Get your chat out.
And we're going to find our favourite on Saturday and send a cap to that person.
Tell you what, if you have seriously good chat and you put it on the podcast review, you'll get a cap.
Yeah.
Mate, and they are decent.
Really, really smart pieces. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening.
That was so much fun. It was so good having you here.
Lads.
That we were just riffing,
mate.
They just probably gave an insight in what the change room's like.
Yeah, and I think the other thing I just want to say to both of you, obviously, Fred, I've just met you, and I just want to say that, obviously, I've had quite a hard week.
Not the time for this now, mate. Okay, we'll talk about this tonight. Mm. But you're single now. Just move on.
Yeah,
it's going to be all good now.
It's been fun. It's like wicked. And I'd love to come back because it's been really fun.
Yeah, well, guys, think about it. You have to obviously pay a bit, but we can put that into the AC Limited.
Of course.
Guys, I'll let you guys get off and have a lovely week. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Lash, lash, lash. And then when you're out with all the rugby boys, you get them to join in, and it goes like lash, 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 lash. And by that time, everyone in the bar is absolutely loving it, and they go lash, 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 and it's just such good chat.